As part of Pensacola's bicentennial celebration, battle reenactments from the War of 1812 brought in spectators and reenactors from across the Southeast. The event helped all of us learn about the city's long history.
We come out here like this. And then we'll march forward.
On Friday, a small group performed a reenactment from the Battle of Pensacola, which took place in 1814. During that time, Great Britain had come to Spanish West Florida to build fortifications and was using Pensacola as a base of operations to build an army to attack New Orleans.
So that attracted the attention of the United States Army, who came here to push the British out of Pensacola.
Philip Mayhere is museum educator for Historic Pensacola Village and one of the battle reenactors portraying a Spanish soldier in white and blue uniform.
I'll command the Spanish troops. We're going to have the Americans just slowly advance coming in, and Americans are going to end with a bayonet charge. They fought a battle in the streets here around Seville Square with the Spanish, and so that's what we were representing this morning.
Although the reenactment was only about 10 minutes long, he says their aim is to not only make such reenactments fun, but to also make them educational.
I'm just hoping people will realize that there's a lot of history in Pensacola, maybe things that they didn't really realize. I don't think a lot of people think about the War of 1812 every day and that there was a battle here in Pensacola, so I'm just hoping it will bring awareness to some Pensacola history.
Not long after the Battle of Pensacola, the Spanish gave Pensacola and the territory of Florida to the Americans. Battle reenactor Tyler O'Day discusses how the events of 200 years ago shape how we are as a community today.
A lot of people don't realize how much of an impact history does have. If Andrew Jackson didn't take Pensacola, who knows where it'd be today? And if the Spanish didn't hand it over, it could be, you know, it's still a Spanish territory or anything like that. So a lot of people just don't realize how much of an impact just little events in history have on their daily lives.
Many of the few dozen spectators who witnessed the reenactment were fascinated by the history behind the event. One of the onlookers was Rob Overton, executive director of the University of West Florida Historic Trust.
I've learned that Pensacola's history is much more than we all have usually realized. It involves many more cultures than what we typically think. It is a very multicultural history. There were all different people that were here.
I learned that just watching the battle fought, that it was a very hard way to fight a battle.
This is one of many of the spectators who were on hand for the reenactment and were impressed by the performance.
It looks as if people probably died very slow, painful deaths from these wounds that they were that they received in these battles.
The reenactment was awesome. The characters were awesome. They did a great job.
You know, it's great to see people come out and do these reenactments to tell people and show people what went on in the past, bring history forward so they understand what happened in this area.
It makes me kind of proud to know that I'm from one of the oldest cities in America that's still here, still has all this history near it. I think it's very interesting.
Co-chairman of the 200th Anniversary Commission, Margot Stringfield, hopes that spectators will remember the reenactors not as actors, but as people representing real-life events.
Pensacola's history involves everybody in our community. Everyone that came here today was part of Pensacola's history. They became part of our history and part of this event.
As one of the organizers, Stringfield was encouraged by residents' participation because she says the 1821 transfer of Florida from Spain to the U.S. was a momentous period in the history of our state and country. For WUWF News, I'm Hunter Morrison.